Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. It's December 31st, 1970. It's the last day of the year, and we're starting tape number 9. We're going to use informant number 2, the translator. We're again working on the average day of the Navajo man. We're sort of now after dinner in the sequence, and we're talking about outside chores. We're going to talk about this, and then we're going to go back and get Navajo translation labels for some of the other plans, such as planting days and these other types of days that we elicited much earlier on tapes 2, 3, and 4. Okay, let's hear the test. If you remember, when we closed the last tape, we were talking about what some of the outside chores would be, you know, that he'd be doing after dinner, and you said that, first of all, he might chop wood if he hadn't done it earlier in the sequence.
Yeah.
What else?
Chop wood. That's about it.
Well, how about hauling water or something like that? Would he do that in the evening?
Yeah, sometimes.
All right.
And if there was baby lambs, he'd go over there and give them to its right mother, give them to its mother, and then put, they've got separate pens. Some sheep, they don't like their lambs. So you throw them in with the lamb. Tie the female up so the little one can
get
some milk. And sometimes the those that the lambs died, the babies died and froze to death. You'd go in there. See, they've got some milk left, so you go get the weak ones. Hold it for them so they could drink their milk. And the ones that don't give off very much milk, take their babies and have them drink off this other one too.
All right. What else do you think you do besides with the lambs and hauling the water?
Feed dogs, I guess.
Feed the dogs?
Throw them out the leftovers.
Okay. Okay, we know about chopping wood. Why don't we talk now about hauling water, okay? You know, you can describe, you know, the steps of how you go about to haul the water. Okay. This is drinking water, right?
In a city or in a wagon? You wouldn't take the wagon down there that late at night, would you? Anyway.
Alright.
I would take it down to the city.
Alright. How about using a truck?
You know where you throw the... Put the barrels in the back of the truck.
Alright.
And you take it down to the water well. Then you park it where it'd be, where the hose could reach the barrels.
Alright, let's see. It would be drive the truck to the water well, right?
Yeah. Then three would be park it where the hose could reach the water wells.
So the hose can reach the water barrel, right?
Yes.
Alright.
And then then you pump water until you fill them all up.
You use one or two people here.
Could be, you could only use one. There's only one.
Okay, you pump water until the barrel is full. What do you do then?
Well,
barrels are full, I'm assuming you take more than one.
You put the caps back on them. And you shut off the pipes for the water. And you... Cut myself a stick without banding on it.
Let's see, you should leave it open.
It was bleeding.
Yeah, well, now leave it open so it heals. Okay, shut off the water valves, and then what's the last
part? And then you put the caps back on the...
Yeah, I've got that. Recap the barrel, shut off the water valves, and then...
Drive home.
Drive home.
Then unload.
Alright. You unload the truck, right?
Yes.
Okay, what do you do next?
And then... You unload them.
Well, we've already done that. We've unloaded the
and
truck.
Put it in its usual place.
Uh-huh.
And that's it for hauling water.
What about in winter? You know, when the water would freeze outside.
Sometimes you'd bring it in.
Alright. So... Or bring it in, right?
Yes.
And the whole decision there is if it's winter, water freezes, right?
Yes.
Outside, so you have to bring it in. Bring it in. Okay. Give me the Navajo for put the barrel in there. Well, what are the other steps, the smaller steps for putting in the barrel in the back of the truck? Well, give me the Navajo for put the barrel in the back of the truck first.
Twist the eating.
Okay. You mean there aren't any smaller steps that you'd take? You know, like pick up the barrel or open the gate? You wouldn't describe it like that.
Yeah.
Could you describe it like that? In Navajo?
I don't think so. I just take the barrel. Don't even bother put the gate down.
You just throw it over the side. All right. Now, drive the truck to the water well. How would you say that in Navajo?
Ado toden to ye.
And
toden to ye.
Oh, okay. Alright. Now you want to try and describe driving the truck? You know, the different steps in driving the truck? Yeah, right. Right. Describe it.
Drive the truck.
Mm-hmm.
Me drive is training for a while.
Yeah, right. Just, you know.
Well, first, start the truck off.
Alright, so the first thing you do is you start the motor, right?
Yeah. Then you put it in gear.
Put the truck in gear.
Then you haul ass.
Then see you would what? You put the truck in gear, then what do you do? You don't simply haul ass. I mean, that can mean a lot of things. You want a description.
Then you put it in gear, and then you slowly take your foot off the clutch.
Let the clutch up slowly, right?
Yeah. Give it gas. And you're in business.
And then what do? You just,
You get to a certain speed and you shift up to second.
Well, that's actually third in your truck, though.
Yeah.
All right. Let me see. I didn't lay heading on it. All right, so that's it. I mean, you know, there must be some that now you've started the truck towards the well. What happens as you, you know, keep going down the street? I mean, there's other, you know, parts to this thing.
And you just drive over there. Keep a good eye on the road.
All right, what do you do? You steer the car?
Yeah, you steer it.
All right.
Some people just usually keep it in third and drive it all the way to the well, but I usually slip it down in fourth.
Well, and G would be put the car in fourth, right?
Yeah, I guess you could do that. That's how I'd do it. But some people like Philip, he keeps it in first all the way up to in second.
Knowing Philip, I can understand why. I wouldn't trust Philip out of first gear either. Serious, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that fella could be really dangerous then, if he had a car that went more than 30 miles an hour. Okay, so you put the car in fourth gear. Now, you're driving the car in fourth gear, right?
Yeah.
Now, what happens when you get to the well?
You park it in a particular spot where you could, I mean, where the
hose
could...
That's the next step, isn't it?
Yeah. That's what we've got over here on the first page.
Park the hose can reach the water barrel. Okay, now, let's go. How do you say start the motor in Navajo?
Chidahabajigithwop.
Alright.
Chidahabajigithwop.
Chidahabajigithwop. Boy, what a beautiful word. Anyway, now how do you say put the truck in gear?
Jishki? Yes.
What does that mean, literally?
Ajishki, and you slip it in.
Okay. Now let the clutch up slowly. How would you say that?
There's no name for clutch.
There's no name for clutch. So that step we couldn't talk about, right?
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
There's no name for clutch.
You see, what's happening here is we're getting towards the the things that are taken over from the white men, like foam rubber saddle pads, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're getting towards clutches and things that there just isn't words for them, and they just haven't been adopted.
Mm-hmm.
Yet these items,
maybe next are 20, 40 years.
40 years, yeah. You'll have terms for them in Navajo, maybe. That's if, well, there seems to be a good chance of having a lot of people who speak Navajo still then, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, the tribe isn't dying out, but if this was a dying tribe, those words would never come in. Okay, now let's go feed it gas.
Lado, I don't know what you call a gas pedal. Let's see. Lado, Tadibatrop, but it's the truck.
Tadibatrop. This is the trash, right?
Yeah. Trash.
Okay. Okay. Now the next one is shift to third gear. How do you say that?
There's no third gear.
No third gear in Navajo.
Uh-uh.
How would you say shift gears?
Anantlkid. That's what they'd say.